guys, what's up? What's poppin'? Podcasting from Lagos as always. Lagos is the city with the most sugar babies in Nigeria. Shout out to all my sugar babies. This is The Round Talk and I am your host, Halima Magaji. And I have with me some really amazing people, emphasis on some. First of all, I have with me the amazing Harmony. And then I have Besson and Fisayo. So today, we're going to be talking about something very interesting. A conversation that we do need to have, which is sex overrated? So Fisayo.
Hello, Halima. Why are you starting me first?
Because I want to start with you. Do you think sex is overrated?
I think sex is overrated.
In what sense?
In the fact that you could be intimate without having sex.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Are you sure?
I said.
Okay, Halima, I'll cut in right now. I think we should start with the reason why we have sex, first of all.
Okay. Why do we have sex? Why do you have sex?
The only reason why you would underrate or overrate something is if the importance is
the purpose.
Overemphasized or underemphasized.
So Harmony, why do you have sex?
Okay, so for me, I think the whole sex issue is more than if someone has a view that sex is not overrated or sex is overrated, it depends on how their sexual life and activity is. So I mean, you can have a sex partner whereby the person blows your mind away and you just feel like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Premium dick.
This is great. And then you just have this time where you just have this person that is just normal thing and you guys do the same thing over and over for like a year and you're like, you know what? Is this sex? I mean, it's overrated. And then you'd be like, what? Aile, hot stuff. I want it.
So premium dick energy.
Yep.
Okay, so I'd like to ask the premium dick gang. Oh, sorry, premium pussy gang, whatever anybody's into. Everybody's preference is theirs. What are you having sex for? What's your reason
sexual,
for?
First of all, let's be honest with one another. I think initially sex was created for procreation. But as human beings that we are, we took it and, you know, went about doing it for sexual pleasure. So now, we do it for sexual pleasure, not for procreation.
So what do you know as sexual pleasure? I'm sorry. What do you
I'll continue right here. I feel like, you know, there's a certain way sex makes you feel.
Yes!
There's a feeling you get.
It will hit your head.
When you actually have... Have you been stressed for like a week straight up? You've been going through a lot of shit and all that. And then this amazing person that just turns your life around. Eats you out pretty clean, pretty good.
See.
Bruv.
Let me describe bomb sex to you. Please do. Bomb sex is when you're having sex.
Did you say bomb or bomb? Like
bomb sex.
Backside bomb.
No, bomb. B-O-M-B. Oh. Like bomb sex. Like bazooka sex.
All right, go on.
Bomb sex is when you're having sex and it fucks with your brain. And you do, like, you are
stigmatized.
Oh my god. You're having an orgasm and it's hurting you. And like the orgasm because you're going on and on and on, but you want more.
So can I?
That's bomb sex. That's premium dick energy.
What happens when you have that bomb sex? Then, just right after it, you are back to your senses.
No,
is that not an overrated experience?
That's the thing. Why do you want to call that an overrated experience? Why is it not supposed to be an experience that should be what you should look forward to having?
Again, it's like when you go out with your friends, when you have an outing, and you guys had like a mad night.
Want to hang out
you keep again. Memories after it. Let me tell you something. There was a guy I had a fling with in December. Till now, my friends and I still talk about him. His nickname in our group is Premium Dick. That's bomb sex.
Which only you got to decide, right?
Nope.
Okay, that's good. So, I want to let you know that thing you are receiving on the back of your head when he's slapping it, bah, 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 that you'll be scratching your chest like this. That's what you call oxytocin. This is not oxytocin, but let's say it's oxytocin. It's a chemical release. It also releases when you have like, when you like masturbate. I do my research. I'm not a doctor.
You do research about sex.
Yes, a lot actually.
You do a lot of research about sex.
Yes, I do.
To what end?
Do you allow me to, finish?
Moving on to Greta is here.
Continue talking about your oxytocin.
Okay, so when all that happens, yeah.
Yeah.
You know how you have sex with somebody and it clouds your judgment?
No, it doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Are we being honest with each other here?
Yeah, we're being honest with each other.
Okay.
Sorry, let me cut you right there.
Somebody who have like good sex, and
it doesn't count judgment.
And when he slaps and beats you, you're like, but the dick is good. But the dick is good.
No, no, no. If the dick is good, the dick is good. That's a difference. Let me give you a valid example.
But you want to leave.
Let me give you a valid example of that.
Because of that sex.
No, let me give you a valid example of that nigga. That nigga was good in bed, but I knew that he wasn't boyfriend material. He asked me out a lot of times while we were having sex, and I said no to him while we were having sex. Why? Because I knew sex was sex, and then outside sex, you're not a fucking good boyfriend. You're not emotionally connected. You're none of that bullshit. So I don't need to. So I made it clear to him that I'm here for your premium dick. After your premium dick, that's the end. While we were having sex. So, premium dick, good or not, it doesn't cloud your judgments.
Personally, I'm short of words. Personally, I'll try to cook up something to say, but personally, right now, I'm
it's
like,
the truth of the matter. I think the problem with people is there's a social construct that, oh, while you have sex, because it's so good, you're supposed to. That's the reason why in between sex, you see girls or guys doing things for their partner, their sexual partner, that normally they wouldn't want to do, but just because they want to keep up the pleasure, they end up doing it. No, that's not the point of sex. The point of sex is personal sexual pleasure. So if I know the person I'm sexually active with likes head and I'm comfortable giving it to him and I'm good at giving it to him, I'll give it to him for him to get sexual pleasure. He should be able to demand that if I am good at it and if I'm comfortable with it. And if I'm not, I'll let him know. And then he goes out to look for someone else that is bum with good head. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I get what you're trying to say.
So it shouldn't cloud your judgment.
When a person, like, you know how guys, once they come, they're like, good.
Do you like this?
Yeah.
They're like,
when
what?
A guy comes, he's done.
Sorry, I've never met guys like that.
You. Which world are you? Is everybody fucking trying to satisfy you or what?
No. So, I mean,
I'm trying to see, it's first to finish.
Okay, wait. So, you want to tell me that if you're having sex with your babe
you're talking
and then
of
that's
your babe.
The end.
You're talking of your
you're
babe.
You're having
we're
sex with a random person.
Are you telling me that you've had sex with a random person and you've come just once? The people I've had flings with, we could go like five rounds.
I do not think you went five rounds.
But should I call
Amoni would say, moving on to greater heights.
Yes. I feel we should end this talk now because
no, but
okay. Let me understand your type of woman. So out of every sexual relationship or sexual experience, you've orgasmed how many times? If we maybe.
What did you just say?
Glory, hallelujah. As you were saying.
So, how many times have you reached the state of orgasm that you are happy with yourself, that the guy did not? Because, wait, let me tell you my reason why now. Because, wait.
No.
You know how girls count bodies? If some girls didn't come, you're not counted as a body.
No. Do you know what? Google body counts.
Okay,
I do you understand what I mean, please?
Don't let your body count, do the body count.
Let me explain something to you, huh?
Okay.
If you're with a guy.
By the way, you guys, I'm the only girl in the studio. That's the reason why they're going at me.
See, if you're with a guy, huh?
Yeah.
And the guy comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Anything he does after then.
It's for me.
It's for you.
No. I have a question for you. I have a question for you. Have you ever had sex with someone and you came more than once?
Personally, I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable sharing that information, but I like you to understand that I'm quite efficient in that.
Pass the microphone to Desire. Have you ever had sex with someone and you came more than once?
I don't think it's complication I don't mention.
I'm very
you
taking you this now.
Please, I will explain to you come only once. So let me explain.
Desire, wow.
Do you want to hear
a lie or
what you hear?
I'm not
prep yourself for the truth if you're ready.
I don't need to prep myself for the truth. It's not my truth, it's your truth. So tell me.
If you are ready to listen, you keep quiet.
I'm ready. I've been waiting for you.
So now I'll talk. I have never had sex before.
I believe you.
100%. I have never had sex before. Somebody please call it. So, if you trying to hide all the men that men are
going to... If you're going to lie about if you're a virgin or you're sexually active, then we shouldn't be having this conversation with you. You should be out of this conversation. Let Halima be the queen of this conversation because she obviously has more experience than you if you claim to be a virgin.
Okay. So, are you trying to shame me for being a virgin?
I don't have that much experience, but I'm just stating.
No, you clearly state you had very plenty experience.
No, I don't have very plenty experience.
You have a lot of miles. That's not nothing to do.
I have a lot of what?
Miles on you.
I don't understand.
You know, when you go to a car dealer and you buy a car, the first thing you check is the mileage. How long did that run? So when it comes to body count, there's something called miles too.
No, ironically, I don't have that much.
She hasn't. And I tell you, she hasn't had that much.
Ironically, I actually don't have that much.
I've been with women over 40, of over 35, of over 30. These are women that have had... I've said it before and I'll say it again. I haven't.
First things first.
But I have very good conversations with people. About sex.
My point exactly.
Yes,
I mean, if we were to be frank,
and they let me know, cause
exactly. I feel like, can I say something? I feel like you can't have a conversation. You can't have a conversation about the fact that sex is overrated or not, and try to pretend like no, you don't have a sexual life. Have I had sex before? Yes. Have I actually? If we were even to be frank with each other, I haven't been sexually active for that many years. In between which, I mean, I'm fucking 20. When do you think I lost my virginity, for crying out loud? In between which, I was celibate I did sexual purity for a while, and I'm currently forced on it because my fucking boyfriend is celibate. But I mean, that aside, but you can't have a conversation about sex and pretend like no, you've not been sexually active, or no, you're not aware of people's experiences when it comes to sex. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Totally.
Here we are talking about things that people face. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're talking about things that people face. So if we were to be frank, there are people that go 5 rounds. There are people that I know some of my friends that have gone to 8 rounds. Let's be frank with one another.
Okay, I'll drop some gems right now. I'm this is something whoever you were with for 5 rounds won't tell you.
Don't leave me.
I promise you that it was good. It was good after the first round. Anything he did after the first round was for you.
No, bruv.
Were you doing it to yourself?
No, bruv.
I'm representing the species that was doing it to you.
No, that's the thing. You're not the guy.
Opinion. I need to really hear
your opinion. I'm representing the species that is doing it to you. Anything he did after first round was just to...
But you're not even the guy.
Just to show that he is...
No, just because you act like that doesn't mean guys out there behave like that.
Do you realize?
And besides, it doesn't even technically...
Hold on.
If you even listen to what I said, it doesn't technically even apply to me alone. I said people...
Most guys will go 5 rounds until they are sure she's satisfied.
Technically not.
My own point is, what are we really talking about? Are we talking about the efficiency? Or we are talking about overrating of sex?
Overrated.
Personally,
it's overrated to me.
Let's not deviate from the topic we're talking about right here. You're saying sex is overrated, and I'm saying that, okay, this is a topic whereby to some people...
Subjective, right?
Yes. To some people, it is not overrated. Why to some people? It is overrated.
My point is,
have you had, like, see,
okay, let me break it down to you. This is it.
Do you know, it's so sex ironic. I think sex is overrated.
Sex is sex, right?
I do.
It is appreciated when it is in a loving environment.
I never said I did it. I actually do think sex is overrated.
Okay, did they change mouth to Halima? What's up?
No.
Halima best said,
wait.
He's bomb. He's Afghanistan.
Halima just raised an argument. She didn't pick a side when she started.
I'll be recording. I'm so glad that a fellow lawyer is here with me.
So,
And I'm so glad that it fell. Now, let me explain something to you. How do you determine if something is overrated? Is it because it feels good?
No, when I realize that I can do without it.
You can do without sex.
I can do without sex.
You can do without sex.
Amuni, please don't go there.
No.
My point exactly. Do you know that? I just said I was celibate.
I was going to say yes, but
Amuni. Do you know how many months I was celibate for? I was celibate for 8 months. If I can go 8 months without sex, I don't think sex is that important.
Can I ask you a question?
But it does not allow me to finish. Allow me to finish. But it does not change the fact that when sex happens with the right person, it can be bomb. So just because I think sex is overrated because I can do without it, doesn't mean that when I eventually do the act and it's bomb, it doesn't mean that, at that point I rate it or something. It means I enjoyed the process.
Can I ask you
I enjoyed the feeling.
Can I ask you
But
something?
It doesn't mean I can't do without
can
sex.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
I want you to be very sincere with me. Just yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
While you were celibate, did you at any point in time touch yourself?
No. I don't masturbate.
God, I'm grateful to God that finally somebody does not masturbate. Everybody I know in this world, they are a masturbator. How do you even touch yourself? It's disgusting, exactly. Bro. Like, when you can even just walk up to someone and have sex. If you don't go, if you...
That's my problem. Do you know that if I want to have sex, I could easily text anybody and be like, Paul, let's hit up. And I'll try to tell them I just want to smash you.
So Fisayo, do you masturbate?
Don't you?
Fisayo.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Harmony.
I didn't touch myself in the 8 months.
No, I don't.
My point exactly.
So wait, do you think you are in the right state of mind to tell me if I do not have sex and I do not masturbate, will you say you are in the right state of mind to argue over me the fact that sex is overrated? You that you have to call somebody anytime you want to have sex.
If you remember what I said,
I keep quiet for you guys to finish. You guys never allow me to finish. And the problem is that, let me tell you, when you don't allow me to finish, the problem is that I never remember it.
Wait, I'm so sorry.
That's why I try to like jot things down, you know. And,
gems.
You know, so.
Don't leave me, bro.
I won't leave you.
If
you don't. If you don't allow me to finish and you keep
finished,
on...
You have finished.
See, like now, you're allowing me to finish again. So I don't know how the guys last with you if you don't allow them to finish, but...
Shots fired.
But I can understand why they're going 5 rounds now, but... So the thing is that...
I really am not shady.
All I'm just trying to say is that if you feel that you are having sex just for sex, no problem with that. Everybody has their preference. I feel the reason why married men will leave their wives, that they said that they are going to be, they are going to love and cherish for the rest of their life and be meeting young girls to ask them for sex, is the reason why sex is overrated. If guys will lie to their girlfriends and lie to those their sexual partners that it's only you I'm having sex with, and they are still going out to have sex, that's why I'm saying sex is overrated. I'm not saying the act of sex is overrated, but the fact that it scales through. Yes.
Okay, so I have a question. What makes sex overrated? What determines, what are the factors, what are the determinant factors to say, okay, yes, sex, this particular subject matter is overrated? What are the determinant factors?
I just said
factors?
It's like there is no respect around the act.
If that's the reason why you guys think it's overrated.
If it was sacred, if it was important.
But I just said it from the very beginning, but that first things first, sex was for procreational purposes. And if we were to be honest with each other, procreational purposes are initially solely for husband and wife.
So since you've started it,
but
have
we
you
made
procreated?
It a thing of shut up. But eventually, that was what it was initially made for.
What
but then eventually,
I'm sorry.
But that's what I'm answering. I don't understand you guys. That's what I'm answering. I said initially God created sex for procreation, and if we look at the Bible or we look at the Holy Quran or whatever form of scriptural or spiritual scripture we want to look at, sex was created for procreation, which I stated initially.
Yeah, I agree.
True or false?
I agree with this statement. Wait, can I just say something?
Allow me to finish.
Okay, I will allow you to finish.
So, sex was created for procreation, which I stated earlier, and that if you look at it as well, procreation was made for husband and wife. But along the line, we have turned sex into something of sexual pleasure. So I literally mentioned what you're just mentioning now earlier, which makes me realize, which allowed me to accept the fact that, yes, sex may be overrated, but the feeling that it gives you may not necessarily be overrated. So do you see the difference now? So the point of
I
sex...
You,
exactly.
But
I feel like you and Fisayo are kind of like on the same page already.
Exactly.
I feel like you and because what she said
and Alima are on the same page.
Like,
yeah.
Come on,
but my only argument about the discussion is that if what the emotion, it's like crack or something or weed.
Okay.
If the emotions, whatever you get from doing it, if it is fleeting, which means it comes and goes. As fast as you got it, it goes. Then is the act really worth it?
Okay, you know what? Let's answer that question. I have a question for you.
I have a question for you,
Besson. So my question is, do you party or not?
I party.
What feeling do you get from partying?
I usually just do it because I want to be out with my guys.
Not because you enjoy it. Tell me something that you enjoy.
I enjoy being with my guys, so I party with them.
My point exactly. So you enjoy being with your guys. Are you with your guys every single minute?
Almost every single minute.
Are you with your guys right now?
Sort of.
Who are your guys here?
My guys are here right now in this studio.
Okay, but I mean, apart from that, like, are you really... Okay, last night, did you sleep with your guys?
That's just sort of personal.
Not sleep, not sex. I mean, did you sleep with your guys in the room?
No, obviously
my
not.
Point exactly. There are moments where they are not with your guys. But the moment in which you are with your guys is vibes on vibes, fun on fun. But does it make the fact that you hang out with your guys and the feeling that it gives you overrated?
Gems.
So can you see what I'm saying? So because you do an action and within the moment it gives you, oh yes, a feeling.
Gems.
It makes you feel good. And then after that point in time is gone, it doesn't make it overrated.
Gems.
Because you party. Some people enjoy partying a lot. And then at a certain point within that moment of partying, they love it. They have fun with it. But it's not every minute they have to party. So are you telling me that, oh, because the minutes after which they stop partying and they did not get the feeling that they usually get from partying, partying is overrated? No, it's the same thing with alcohol. So it's not everything. That's my point exactly. I feel like these things that we do, I feel like we overthink things. If you actually think of, now that we have already established the fact that sex is for the sexual pleasure, if you actually, and many of the things that we do is actually for this pleasure. The only thing is that sex is sexual pleasure. A lot of things that we do is for the... A lot of things that we do is for the pleasure, yeah? A lot of things that we do is for the pleasure, yeah? So if at the end of the day, a lot of things that we do is for the pleasure and the feeling that we get from it, we don't do it every day. We don't do it every minute, so it doesn't mean it's overrated.
Actually, Alima, I have 1,001 things to say.
And I would love to hear
like
them.
They would, like, I would agree with you. So peace can reign.
No.
In this episode.
No. That's very shallow, actually. That's very shallow. But you know, I mean, this is a topic that's never ending and we can always bring it up like thereafter,
yeah,
every time
episode.
In all conversations.
Yeah.
But honestly, for me, I feel you rating sex should be a personal thing and
objective.
A personal you know, decision and opinion. I mean, what's overrated to you is underrated to me.
All right, so we differ, right?
So that's why we agree to disagree. Shout out to Fisayo, the virgin.
All right. We'll end this particular episode on that note.
No. You guys, please comment and let us know if you think sex is overrated or not.
To yourself. We've come to the conclusion that sex is, whichever, whatever it wants
yes,
to be.
Is relative to humans. I'm so sorry, before we go, I really just want to state that I feel like conversations about sex are things that we avoid due to our upbringing, the African upbringing. Sex is not something you should be ashamed of speaking about. It's something that's very important to talk about because at the end of the day, there are so many complications that come with sex that we can't even disclose and talk about. Why? Because we've been raised to think that sex isn't something that we should talk about when it is something that we should have a daily conversation about it because but let's not lie to ourselves. A lot of people partake in it. So that's just all I have to say.
All right, thank you guys for joining this particular episode of The Round Talk. We'll catch you same time, same place.